Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Good morning. I'm Lee Harris. I'm in the newsroom. Glenn Shuck and John Montone out in the field with us this morning. Well, I read this story about six or seven times before I even had a vague idea of what was going on here. A bizarre kidnapping in the Bronx. Cops stumbled onto this one in the Wakefield section at a deli, which is where 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck is for us this morning. Take it away. If you know what's going on here, you're a better man than me.
Well, do we have half an hour? No, all right, well, I'll keep it short. The deli, Lee, is called Grocery and Deli with a Difference, and that's kind of ironic here. It's on the off of Digny Avenue, and this was all around 2 a.m. yesterday where cops were out here and noticed a couple of people smoking some pot and chased them into the bodega just wanting to talk to them, and they stumbled, as you said, onto much more. They were encountered by 35-year-old Richard Millwood. That's the guy working the counter at the bodega. And they asked him, hey, can we go down to the basement and find these people? So Millwood let them in. The cops go down to the basement. They find a guy tied up. And he says he was kidnapped, dragged in there, and held for 3 days against his will. So as you can imagine, the cops then race back upstairs trying to find Mr. Millwood, who was gone. And they're still trying to find him, Lee. We've got a picture up on our website. But yes, there's more. There's a woman that lives next door to the deli, 49 years old, Orinthia Gifford. She apparently had something to do with this as well. They took her away in handcuffs as we still trying to piece all of this together.
Well, I am very interested to know what this was all about. I guess we'll figure it out at some point, right?
Yeah, they're not identifying the guy that was taken in here. Police aren't even saying why he was taken or even confirming that it was that 3 day length of time. But it was on White Plains Road. A car apparently pulls up, grabs the guy, takes him to this deli, and tosses him into the basement. So we're on the case, and we'll try to figure it out.
Okay. Let us know if that ever happens. Well, it was a busy night for the NYPD all over town. Two men were shot in Brownsville around 2 o'clock this morning. In East New York, a man was stabbed in the neck. That happened around midnight. About the same time, a 27-year-old man was shot in the head in Crown Heights. He's in critical condition. 9:30, a man shot in the leg in Jamaica. Then around 8:30, a 22-year-old man was shot to death at the Millbrook houses in the Bronx. No word of any arrests in connection with any of this murder and mayhem. New York firefighter is under arrest up in Rhode Island. He's charged with attempted murder. Cops in Warwick say 35-year-old John DiCarlo got into some kind of a fight at the All-Stars Bar and Grill yesterday, about 1:15 in the morning. They took it outside to the parking lot where DiCarlo allegedly stabbed two men in their necks and torsos. The victims from Warwick are in stable condition. Four other men involved in the fight were charged with disorderly. Now, the New York Post is reporting that DiCarlo is an ex-Marine and he was in Warwick on business with the Army Reserve. He's out on $50,000 bond. Attacks on transit workers are up about 40% so far this year, according to the Transport Workers Union. 83 assaults so far compared to 61 during the same period last year. And union president Tony Utano says riders who have a problem with the service should take it up with the MTA, not with his members.
To the MTA, I'd like to send a message to Pat Floyd that he should sit in a bus operator seat or in a conductor cab and try getting spit on and see what it feels. That we're not statistics. Right, we're not numbers, we're people.
Now, the MTA says attacks on workers are a real concern, and the agency is addressing that with increased security, including the addition of 500 uniformed police officers. Well, it's that time of year again. We sent John Montone down to Little Italy for the Feast of San Gennaro, which is getting underway today. Anything exciting and new at the feast this year, John?
Well, the Grand Marshal is Steve Sciarrippa. You remember Bobby Bacala?
Bobby Bacala.
Who was from The Sopranos, who was famously dispatched to the Jersey Pine Barrens to look for Paulie Walnuts and Christopher and other hysterical appearances on that show. The feast itself is an 11-day mix of the sacred and the sausage. The religious aspect, San Gennaro was a Neapolitan martyr. His head was chopped off, and the faithful saved his blood. They squeezed it into vials, where naturally it's dried out and hardened over the many, many years. But on September 19th, and who knows why, that blood, they tell us, liquefies, and that is the miracle of San Gennaro. Now, back to the sausage and the rest of the food. They have all sorts of eating competitions, the cannoli eating, zeppoli eating, macaroni eating, and the biggest of all, the meatball eating competition, which honors the late Johnny Chacha, who was the unofficial mayor of Little Italy. He passed away a few years ago. He was known locally as a guy who could get things done, a fixer. And his 92-year-old mother used to yell out the window looking for him, "Hey, Chacha, where are you?"
Yeah, it's really not the same without Johnny Chacha. You know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, Joey Chestnut doesn't take part in any of these competitions in Little Italy. Why is that?
You would think as a world-class hot dog eater, you would think he could come down and do the same with the cannolis. Maybe someone got to him and said, this is our thing.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. All right, John Montone down at the Feast of San Gennaro. Mangia, mangia. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.